You know what I could do? Episode 472.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, you have earned your certificate of completion for Hypnagogue podcast number 472. My name's John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. Kicked off this nonstop ride with Robert Scott Thompson from the album Telemetry Remixed. Robert reached out to me a while back. He had been listening to an earlier episode, and he thought that something from this album would have sounded good on that episode. But I didn't have the album, so I couldn't put it in the episode. But then when he sent it to me, I thought, oh, you know, he's probably right, so I should put it in something. The track was called Subaltern Locution. I don't know what that means. After that, it was Pietro Zolo with the title track from The Future Is Now. And you know, artist names that appear on this show, it's sort of in all these genres that I cover, can be very, very interesting. And sometimes you want to go, huh, I wonder what the story is behind that. For example, if you decide to call yourself The Volume Settings Folder. Yep. Off of the album Corporate Shamanism, that was Cottage Industry. Then it was Orphan, O-R-F-I-N, not Orphan like Little Annie, with Kindles the Lantern from, this is either Toi or Toy, T-O-I. You can decide for yourself. Alexander Sussman returns with Sonic Calm 2. I did play something from Sonic Calm a while back. That track was called Introspection. And then we continue the piano portion of the episode with Joshua Zimmerman, who I've also played in the recent past. Really enjoy his work as a solo pianist. The album is called Light Beyond the Shadow, and that was Beneath the Surface. Then I handed things over to Colin Raymond to rocket us away from piano land and more into synthesizer, sequencer kind of land. His latest is called Optical Perceptions, another great old school ride from Colin. And that was Speeding Transition of an Angle. Then keeping in that feel, if you will, it was Peter Mergener with Chip Meditation 2025. This is a 40th anniversary re-release, remastering, or reimagining, I'm not sure, of his 1985 album Chip Meditation, his first album. The song I gave you off that, wow. I am at the moment, by the way, recovering from a cold, so I think I'm a little foggy. Anyway, probably should have waited, and then I didn't. That track was called Attractor. Then Resonating with Life from their self-titled release gave us Sequences in Life. And then, what the hell was that, you said to yourself. Well, let me tell you what it was. It was Failover. This is one of the identities of the guy you probably know as Hair, who has appeared on this show many times before. I've been in touch with Hair and listening to his music for a long time now. And this latest album is called Circularity, and it is compelling. I am obsessed with this album. I've listened to it a dozen times. I've had it cranked up in my car. It's largely bass guitar and Chapman stick, all self-produced. That is all Hair. And it's just a killer album. And it's my show, it's my rules, and I thought you should hear something from it, because it's friggin' good. And that track was called Dull Knife. Go check that out. Even if it's not initially your kind of music, some great prog-driven, and I love bass. I just love bass. I played a little bit of bass back in the day, very little. I could do kind of a blues riff. You know, doom, 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 doom. Yeah, that was about all I could pretty much handle. But I'm a sucker for good bass, and there is a ton of it on this album. So Failover, Circularity. Check the playlist for the link. After that came I Am Hands. And I'm not going to suggest that you find your way into this show, for what that's worth, with a good story or a sad story. But I got to tell you, I read the press release when I Am Hands, which is Owen Gillum, sent this to me, and she just sent me the single, and the album that this single is from is coming out early next year, but it's songs that explore, you know, depression and loss and hope and healing. And Owen wrote some of the stuff after losing his father, and then James McCulley, who was another musician that Owen had worked with for a long time and was with as James went into, I believe, a
declining state of health. And this music kind of helped Owen find his way back out of the depression that beset him at this time. And 100% of the income that they get from the sales of the single and of the album is going to go to a mental health charity called the Campaign Against Living Miserably, also known as CALM. So, you know, again, even with the story, if it wasn't good music, I don't know that I would have been inclined to add it to the show. But when you combine the two things, that it's a good song and it's an important charity and it's an important story, I gave you the track Lastings from I Am Hands. And again, please check that out at the link at hypnagoguepodcast.com in case you are so moved and wish to support this charity. After that came Cuthead, with whom I am not familiar, alongside Michelle Qureshi, with whom I am extremely familiar, having played her music a whole bunch of times here on this program. That's a single that was sent to me called Hasten Slowly. Another person that you hear a lot around these parts is the Lonely Bell, Allie Murray. Latest is called Time Beyond the Edges. I gave you the track In Another Life, and that features, oh boy, I'm going to try to pronounce this one. You ready? Anastasia Inatovich. I think I did okay with that one. After that, John Jenkins. Here's another album, like Mergener's album, that is a re-release of an earlier album. John's first album, I believe, Flow, came out in 1998, and Spotted Peccary has just re-released it in a remastered edition. I played for you Part of the Solution. That track also features guitarist Jeff Pierce. And you know what? I had stopped the show there, and I had even put in the little chime sound for you. And as I was doing something, and the music was continuing to play, all of a sudden along came In Quietness and Confidence from Soul Improvisations. And I was quite moved by this piece, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go from Mr. Jenkins to Soul Improvisations, which is Devorah Maho-Lewin. And again, you want to talk another good story. Devorah was a real estate lawyer for 17 years. She had played some piano as a kid, had taken some lessons, and then life kind of got in the way. But she was always kind of going back to the piano. She was self-taught, and after some health complications made her step away from her law career, she started doing these piano improvisations. Everything, according to what I have read, everything on this album, this is her first, called From the Depths, is an improvisational piece, and it is a lovely, lovely piano album, worth checking it out. Again, I gave you the track In Quietness and Confidence off of From the Depths, from Soul Improvisations. That is the sonic journey you have taken. I'm glad to have kind of led you along the path. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Hey, if you want to tell me whether or not you enjoyed it, you can always reach out to me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. If you want everybody to know what you're thinking, go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. You can always comment on any given playlist. And as I mentioned before, while you're there, if you heard music that you enjoy and you want to hear more of it, you want to get it for yourself, there are links right there in the playlist. And whenever I get to this part, I always tell you, if you decide to pick something up and the artist has a name your own price option, please put in something that is greater than zero. After all, they have moved your soul to the point of purchase. Might as well throw them a couple of bucks, right? Boy, we are closing in on the end of the year. Just a reminder, I know that a lot of shows and podcasts and things do best ofs and retrospectives. They can go back, and I used to kind of do that. And then I thought, why? Can't tell you what the best of the year was. I can only tell you what the best of what I listened to was, so I'm not going to do that. We will just continue on plowing through the year. We'll head into 2026 under full steam. I got a couple shows coming before then. We'll see. I've been on vacation the last 10 days when I'm recording this, so I've had an opportunity to put a couple things together. Come on back as soon as you see another show pop up, and you will find out exactly what has been moving me to include it in this thing that I call the Hypnagogue Podcast. And until that time, you wonderful people, I bid you all peace and power.